Genesis 2, and I think it's about verse 9. And out of the ground made the Lord God to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food. The tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And a river went out of Eden to water the garden, and from thence it was parted and became into four heads. All right? Very simple. There's a river in a garden. A river was put there to water the garden. And of course, you all know that out of the watering of the garden from the river, there came gold and pearl and precious stone. But right now, this is the water in a river. The river come from the tree. Now, we know this if we go to the last chapter in the Bible, the very first verse. And he filled me a pure river of water. A pure river of water of what? Life. Clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. And in the midst of the street, and on either side of the river, was the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruit, and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nation. Brother, same tree, same river. There's only one thing that is king. What is it? There's one thing that's king. It's no longer a garden. Praise the Lord. It is now a tree. God began. God only has four pure chapters in the Bible. Only four. All the rest have got something in them. The Lord would have gladly had Genesis 3 in the whole thing. But he had to get something done. Genesis 3 would have fed that tree, would have been eaten so much. And the river would have been drunk so much. But the garden would have been built and built and built and built. Until it became a building of living stone made up of men in whom God dwelled in the midst. And in him in whom the Son of God reigned upon the earth. It would have been that simple. That would have been a short story, wouldn't it, brother? We could have carried that around in our hand. But unfortunately, there came the fall. The brothers, praise the Lord. There's Genesis 1 and 2, and praise the Lord. There's Revelation 21 and 22. They're pure. And the Lord gets his chapter anyway. These four chapters belong to the Lord. There's a river, and there's a tree. Well, I may lose some people here, so I think before I go any further, I need to just stop here and talk to you in the way for most of us review. And if we had 1,000 years, we could not tell you. Maybe 1,000 years would get us started. What we mean by that, and what we are going to discover, what Jesus Christ really is. I want to review a little bit. Suzanne, you be my fan, will you? Okay? All right. What is Christ? You can say it in one word. Amen, brother. Jesus Christ is everything. Now, is that really true? Is that really, actually true? With this review for some, but I believe that we're just going to have to review a little bit. Jesus said, I am the way, reality, and life. The way opens up to the tree of life, and Jesus Christ is the way to get back to the tree of life. He said, I am life, and he said, I am reality. Now, Suzanne, this is very hard for us to understand, and the more background we've had, the harder it is for us to understand that Jesus Christ is all that there is, the tree. And everything else, sister, is just a shadow. This is not our method, the burden tonight, but I just feel like we've got to touch a little of it. Because of where we're going, somebody may say we're spiritualizing. And we don't want anybody to accuse us of spiritualizing. I believe that it's in Colossians. And maybe someone here who knows a whole lot about the Bible. Here it is. I found it, even. Colossians 2:16. Well, I'll read the passage before that. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it, that is the cross. Let no man therefore judge you in meat, or in drink, or in holy day, or new moon, or Sabbath day. Now, we could be very outward about all of this and say there were some Jews who had come to Colossae and they were convincing the Christians there that they should observe Jewish day. All right, let's just be outward and say that's exactly what was going on. And they were trying to get these Christians to take up certain celebrations. But brothers, look a little deeper. And here's what you come up with. The moon, even for the Jew, was a picture of something to come, and they knew it, and God gave it to them. When he said certain things will happen, a new moon comes, you have to do this. And then he said, this is a picture. Okay? Then secondly, there is a holiday. This is a day for rejoicing. And then he says, not only a moon, not only a holiday, but there is certain things to drink, certain kinds to drink, and certain things to drink at certain celebration. And then said also, there is meat you eat, certain meat. And this meat you eat, when would you eat meat? Brother Paul, tell us, when would a Jew eat meat? At what time? Any celebration you could think of that a Jew would, as a celebration, eat meat? The Passover, brother. Okay, the new moon. Do you have anyone know about the new moon? Sometimes when there was a harvest time, they would have a celebration on the day the new moon started. Not a full moon, but a new moon. All right, the drinking was very often held with a certain one of the festivity. It was a very intricate part of it. They would drink the fruit of the land. So here you have the meat, the new moons, and you have the drink. And then the holidays, there would be just a day to celebrate something that God had done. I don't want to go into what some of those things are. Build the mirror to Colossians. And we're about to read the next verse. Verse 17. Which are a shadow. Sister, what the shadow? In verse 17, what's the shadow? The moon, the festival, the drink, and the meat are shadow.
Can you see that if you look real carefully? Can you see?
What's that? Shadow of what? Me. Is that cat a real? It's the real cat? It's the cattle? Or is it real? I don't think you can weigh it. I don't really think it's real. It is a type of reverse reflection of me. Right? But the reality. I am the reality of that cattle. Okay. Someone came along and said, I'm the reality of everything, and everything else is a shadow. Who was that from one? Jesus Christ. And he said, there's not ever going to be any reality other than in me. Sister, frankly, I will tell you, anything that is not Jesus Christ is dead. I don't care how much it tickled you at the moment. When you walk away, there will be death. Because everything that is not Christ is there. And sister, this group of brothers and sisters here are absolutely determined to do nothing but to take and live by reality. Amen. Not believe in anything or stand for anything or even believe anything. Not believe in, but just believe anything except Jesus Christ. Now, sister, that verse of scripture right there says in verse 17, which are a shadow of things to come. Now, sister, what came The Jews didn't know this, but Paul knew it, and I knew it, now you know it. What came?
Though 'twere a shadow of what was to come.
Sister, what thing?
You know, you're not too far off, sister. That really, if you understand this passage says, reality is Christ in the church. It is the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Lord Jesus Christ in his completement. It's the Son of Man, Jesus, of the 33 years, put all the work of himself glorified, the work he did in me. That's his life, too. You can't separate my life. If half of me is cut and it's living, and the other half is living, and it's cut and it's living, it's Bill Gene Edwards. And even though his life has been cut into many pieces, it's still him. But it says here, the shadow. All these things are shadows of Jesus Christ. Now, then, sister, that is very important. It is even hard for us to understand. Even right now, some of the brothers and sisters who can answer this question properly
don't understand it. They don't.
What is real meat?
You plunked.
You waited so long. You want to try again?
Jesus Christ is meat. You go down to the store and you buy a steak and you come home and cook it. Is that a piece of meat? It really isn't, sir. Actually, it's not. Really?
You don't believe that, do you?
Brother? Huh? You're thinking about it. Brother, it is really the truth. That piece of meat, it was nothing in the world but a shadow. Sister, the next time you get down, you sit down at a meal, and you have a piece of meat there. You just cut a piece of it off, and you hold it up and say, Lord, hallelujah, that's a shadow of your life. And then 50 you eat over and you take something else. You take some of the vegetables there and you say, oh, glory to God forever. That's the shadow of the life I'm to live by. It is there to only picture to you the one real thing.
Brother, what is the moon?
How's the Lord? It's the shadow.
Brother, it has to be either more or less than a reflection of the sun because it's there. What is the moon? The satellite. Who said that? All right, Brother Gang
said it's the satellite.
Brother, every time we go through this, I still feel that we really don't know what the moon is. But the moon is due to Christ. That thing up in the sky is a shadow of what will to come in that. He is the only reality there is. And that's why we here are a little funny and a little Gibbert, we don't care about that thing in the sky. And we don't care about new moon. And we don't care about holidays or holy days or meat or grape or anything else. And frankly, if you would like to come and share with us all about other dispensationalism of pre-tribulation, post-rapture,
something other word.
Brother, ye are so welcome to come here and sit down with us. And if you want to get up and do that time, I hope you can be heard above the snore.
You are interested in any of Baru's things. They are cattle. And we are after reality. And we don't intend just to get after the reality, but to kick reality, to cut reality and live by reality. He, the Christ, is the moon. And he, the Christ, is real me. And we intend to eat. And Jesus Christ is our vacation. He's our holiday.
Okay, the Lord. This passage of Scripture says that Jesus Christ is one other thing.
And what is it? Okay.
Click. He said, Paul said that drink is a battle of that where beer is from.
Now then, what
is real drink? Oh, you better be able to answer now.
Jesus Christ is real drink.
I believe you understand it. I really do.
Okay, now, here we go. Sister,
the soup is real drink that we ought to go to. And we ought to really learn to drink him. All right, let us go here and look at some other passages of Scripture.
Will you turn with me again to Exodus? And will there
ask what the Lord Jesus Christ really is? I think I need some help. Anybody who has an Old Testament. All right, brother, quickly, Exodus 5, 15, 22. Exodus 15:22.
Read real loud, real bold. Better? Number 20. Beginning with verse 1.
You might as well.
Go on, brother.
Number 21. Freaking great thing. Did I get anyone number 17? All right, brother. Then take number 17, beginning with verse 1. Now, in Judah, I ask first.
All right, brother. Begin with verse 1, and everybody listen. Remember all, you're verse 22. 22 through 25. 27. 22 through 27. Quickly.
Then Moses led Israel onward from the Red Sea.
Through they. Now, wait a minute, brother. They left the Red Sea. They went into the wilderness. How many days? 3 days. Brother Bob Emery had real.
Maya, they cannot drink the water of Maya. Get over the bitter. It was named Maya.
And old full murder and a gentle murder stand up to his ruin, and he cried to the Lord, and the Lord showed him a tree, and he threw it into the water, and the water received free. There the Lord made to them a statute and an ordinance, and there be fruit them, saying, if ye did diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord their God, and do that which is right in your eyes, and ye heed the big commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put never the tribute as a corn ear, but sure the corn your dictum, barring the Lord your hearer. Then they think the Elam, where there were 12 springs of water and 70 palm trees.
And then plant there daddy water.
Praise the Lord. 12 springs of water and 70 palm trees. All right, what's the name of this place they came to? Marah and Elam. Okay, the bird who has Exodus 17, will you read that to us now? And it, I'm sorry, brother, Exodus.
Exodus.
Exodus 1.
I'm sorry. Exodus 17, 1 through 7.
And all the kinds of goats and the children of Israel drank from the water of the tent
after they drank, as according to the commandment of the Lord. And Pitkin watered that, and there is no water for the people to drink. Therefore, the people of the tribe of Moses said, get up water that we may drink. And Moses said unto them, water pad me with me, wherefore do you sent the Lord? The people thought to bear the water, and the people murmured to drink Moses and said, wherefore is this that thou hast glorified as he did record, and I told him, and I followed them. And Moses hung on the Lord's bones. Also I did with the super. They did on my blade to spend it. And the Lord said unto Moses, go on before the people, and take with thee the elders of India, and thy rod, who are worker that glory to the Lord. Take in thy hand and go. hole I was standing quarters, and they were kind of like an earth. And I put burnt rock and make the clean water out of it. So the people made him a noisy sick clown shouting out with the Lydia. And he's having none of the hard Mapa and Mariba because of the power made it over in Lydia and because they can't be the word banned.
People worry, man, for that.
Ah, Dilly. This was the second place in the wilderness and they hit a rock and out came water. All right, now then, number 20.
And the people of Israel, the whole congregation, of thing into the area made that stand. But in the fifth month, and the people stayed in the dell, and they had died there and were buried there. Now there is no water for the congregation, and they assembled in prayer together against Moses or then end. And the people came friendly with Moses instead.
Would we had died, and our brethren died before the Lord. Why have you brought the assembly of the Lord into this wilderness? That we be bad there, both we and our cattle, and while have made a canal with Egypt
to bring us to the evil prey. There is no freight for grain or food, their barns are climbed down. There is no water as to doom. Then Moses and Aaron went from the season of assembly to the door of the camp of the moon, and fell on their faces, and the glory of the Lord appeared to them, and the Lord spoke to Mercy. Take the wall and assemble the congregation, you and Aaron, the brethren. And fall the rock before their eye to rule it water, that Esau bring forth out of the rock for them. So Esau did bring to the congregation and the cattle, and Moses kept the rod from before the Lord as he commanded them. And Moses and Aaron gathered their family together before the rock, and said to them, Fear not, you rebel. How we bring forth water for you out of this rock? And Moses lifted up his hand and sucked the rock that he brought quite. And water from port abundantly, and the congregation branch and their cattle. And the Lord said to Moses and Aaron, Because you did not believe in me, to quantify ye in the eyes of the people of Israel, therefore ye shall not bring into assembly ye for the land that God had given them.
Okay, it's because he struck the rock that he did not have the water. He did not get into the land. He struck it instead of doing what? What did God tell him to do? Did you notice?
Huh?
Remember.
Speak to the rock.
Speak
to the rock. And the water will come here.
That's very, very, very important. It really is.
So it kept Moses out of the promised land.
Okay, having ungodly brother, there is no question about it. If I was afraid that that represented Jesus Christ, without any question, I would be spiritualized and read that in our group. How do you know?
All right, come to the New Festival, will you?
Brother, you are very good. Very good. Come to the New Testament, 1 Corinthians 10. 1 Corinthians 10. Amen.
Buddy?
1 Corinthians 10 says in verse 3, they did all eat the same critical fate. And they did all drink the same spiritual drink. For they drunk of that spiritual rock that followed them. And that rock was what? Christ. Brother? What is a rock?
Okay, praise the Lord. Query it is Jesus Christ.
You're right, brother. It is something that has been feeded. It is a work of God himself. It's not like brick made by man. But here, brother, it is Jesus Christ the Lord. Where that rock was Christ. Now, this passage of scripture says that they did this. They ate of the meat that was spirit, and they drank of the drink that was spirit. Or it was spiritual in that day, it is spirit in our day. Two more passages of scripture. John 4. John 4.
Believe it, 14.
But, John 4:14, that whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. The water that I give, Jesus said to the woman at the well, will spring up.
Do you draw him? Have you ever seen a well that sprung up?
What is not the disposition of a well? A well disposition is he dug the hole, and the water is drawn out. Jesus said, ye drink way down deep
into this well to get water. And it's really a deep well. And when I say deep, I don't mean the water's there deep. I mean it's deep down to get to the water.
And he said, let you come to leave the water of my well, myself at water, bring up.
John 7.
38.
All right, if you have a pencil and if you've never done this, then you should do it right now. There is a pastor pure Jew good thing, but it changed it. It said, he that believeth on me,
as the scripture have said, out of his belly,
ye think that he out of his inmost part.
Innermost being, but it'll always be innermost part.
Shall trickle little bitty kibble of water.
Dandy, I ask you as a child of the Lord, and you found that birth to be true. They both get it and it really get me.
Out of my inmost part, where out of your inmost part, will flow river.
A river?
Rather, river.
River.
Of water.
No. River of driven water.
Somewhere deep down
inside of man, there is a and more than a river, river. And if you come to Christ out of that inmost part in you, it'll come rivers of living water, growing and
I get crazy for every time. I pray that I ask that the brothers and sisters, friend Delita, will just bear with me. I don't know how to do this sometimes, but by repeating it, people. So will you bear with me, please?
All right. In chapter 4, Jesus said, if you believe on me, I will be a well springing up.
Now, he had just finished talking to this woman about something else. And it's very important that we take a moment, and I wish everybody to listen carefully.
Mr. What is your name again? Indy?
Keep it quiet. If you read that passage in chapter 4, had just finished a discussion on geography.
That idiot, though. You look very skeptical. What is your name?
All right, okay. Brother, he and the woman were sitting there, and he was a very talkative, Dallow-type person. And when he found out that maybe he was a friend of a missionary, or a preacher, or a prophet, or something like that, immediately he turned to a religious subject. And he said, I thought his being Samaria believed that that's the prophet place, that mountain there, to worship.
I said, that's geography.
You did. But you have to do some extra.
Which is right.
That to him a theological discussion. And he gave an answer. And the Lord looked very true to her. He said, you're lost. It is that the right place. And it's going to be gone, sure, because what they got, it says, what they got is a afflicted. But now there is one among ye here right now. It will no longer be on that mountain, geography, and it will no longer be in Jerusalem, geographer, because God is a spirit. And there to work with him must work with him.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Mountain, geography, right?
Jerusalem, geography, right? There to worship God, listen, in John 3, Jesus said to Nicodemus, you must be born again. It is absolutely, totally, completely imperative that if you see the kingdom, you must be born again. And then he said to this woman, using exactly the same word, if you will ever worship God, you must worship him in geography. Yeah, not on that mountain, not in that city, but there is a geographically locatable place that you worship God. Any geographically locatable, if you still worship God, God is spirit, and those who worship God must worship him in spirit.
Quite.
I. If he is something more.
And better it be to that woman, he said, if you will believe in me, I will put inside our room a well.
Bring up with reading more. And in John 7, he said to a great congregation, if you believe in me, out of your mind will come.
Oh, all right, praise the Lord.
Mind your mind. You know what comes out of my mind? A master of...
Yeah, all right.
Bill, I've been sold
a master of divinity and theology. Yes, what comes out of your mind?
Brothers, if we had to know as much Bible as most people preach, God's kingdom would never get an inch. You gotta know the Bible, not gold. You gotta know Sheba. And you've got to know him if you will ever know him. You must know him where he lives. He lives in your step. And you got to locate it and get there. For he who is joined to the Lord is one spirit with the Lord.
Holly.
And brother, when you get born, you bottle bring your pa. We're going to get
born.
Holy. I've got the Lord Jesus Christ who've been talking about the 2,000 years.
And it is so simple that we never call. There is the geographical place for the waters of God spring up forever. And that's where you drink.
Hi. Where he was in the who was still his widow.
It's true. We haven't gotten where we're going yet. Okay.
We're still reviewing. This morning, can we stop?
What did Jesus Christ
to us?
He is something here now.
But we're going to think of it one thing at a time until we die or the Lord comes and we thrill the half who have never been told.
This morning, Jesus Christ is something to eat.
From Genesis 1 and Genesis 2, he was the tree of life to eat. That is vegetable life. And that's the life of God.
Only not only Eden, we live by it. And that was God's plan for you forever.
Then man fell.
Man fell. And so God had to get man back to that life. And in order to do that, he had to have a lamb. And a lamb is animal-like, and it is always repenting. And so in Exodus prayer, God throws a lamb for man.
that man might be able once again to be rebuilt, undammed, reconstructed, and built up.
Repaired at the Water One, so that even once again came back to the Silver.
And here now, the Lamb, the tree of life, I'll put it this way, the tree of life has become the Lamb. The Lamb is the tree of life.
The tree of life had ceased to be vegetable food and is now animal food, blood for redemption, and meat for God's wife. Brother, then we saw the food of God in the wilderness. And then we got to the New Testament and we found the same thing. Jesus Christ first now is a lamb.
And then the lad come and captured sick, and he took all of the animal food and he put it together as one. He take the blood and he take the meat and he take the bread and he put them all together and he said, my flesh is meat indeed, my blood is drink indeed. He says that I am the bread of life. He take the bread and he takes the blood and he takes the meat and he takes the bread and he puts it all together in the bread of life. He says this bread of life has come down from heaven. And then he says, in order to drink that blood, in order to eat that meat, you must do it in spirit. The thing I am talking about is why L-F-E reality. God, God's life, the life of the Father, and that life is spirit.
And he takes all the bread, and all the meat, and all the lamb, and all the manna, and all the eating of all times, and says, I am the food.
And in all this will be very, very thing of
right here we begin. Sisters and brothers, the Lord Jesus Christ is bread, and he is meat. That hallowed in there, he's also the. We will do this very, very quickly. In Genesis 2, there is a river. Better if we had, or I don't know, what, 3-4 days? We could trace that river all the way through the Old Testament. It's the same river. Sister Red. River.
The Lord is very consistent. I sat down with a professor of history one day, and he said, I do not understand why you folks read some of the things you do. You've read the book of John, and it's not at all like the book of the Old Testament. It's obviously a Greek book,
not a Hebrew book. And I just thought, you poor man, you poor, poor man. The book of John, probably, other than the book of Hebrew, is more Old Testament
than any other book in the Old Testament. It is nothing but the Old Testament revealer.
Since the Lord Jesus Christ is so consistent, if he sought something in the Word of God, he takes it all the way through.
In Genesis 2, there's a liver. There is a liver.
And it was a coming out of the tree of life. And all I can say to ye, sister, the law. There is the river that flows about, and it waters all four areas of the earth. No matter where you are on earth, you can get to it and drink. Now then, sister, the water was cut down along with the tree. The Lord closed it all off to us. Now then, in Exodus 12, the Lord opens up by the Lamb.
He opens up the tree of life again. But now then, brother,
they eat the Passover. And they walk out of there. They hastily walk out of Egypt. They go through the Red Sea of death. And on the third day, what happened? What happened? Okay. Brother,
were you here with that when we talked about third days? All right, brother, God, whenever you get to the word third day, talk. Anywhere in the Old Testament or the New.
Because, brother, for sure, it's going to mean resurrected. In the Genesis recount of the creation, what happened on the third day? Christy Teller. On the third day. The land came out of the ocean. It rose up out of the ocean on the third day.
I know. Some of you are saying, being really, this seriously is a Bible. I had to get yourself a concordance and use look up every place where it said third day and read. Brother, be arrested by it. It's very infected.
On the third day out of the wilderness, they came to water.
And they tried to drink it, and it was bitter. And they couldn't drink it. You know, John, it's true that when the brothers and sisters murmur about anything, this is Antioch, when we start complaining, it's just to prove for one time that we're for sure. Isn't that true?
Yeah. Oh, don't let you, Frederick, go. I don't like the way you're running this baby today, Diggy.
Yeah, I just don't know what you, what weight you carry here, brother. What is it you do?
Hey, oh, I know, brother. I know. You are the brother who keep the money. Brother, how long have you been doing this?
Good, brother, cover anything. Abram, brother, how many times have you brought a financial report to your church?
Mad night.
Have you ever brought one to the church?
Never. Do you think brother be trust me?
Brother, why have you not brought a financial report to the church? Back in my background, we had one read publicly on the first Wednesday night of every month. And you never done that.
I just don't know about you. Your brother, remember with me.
Brother, do you know what that means? It simply means that Brother Joel and Brother Gene haven't been doing any drinking lately. That's really true. Brother, if we drink, we're intoxicated, and we don't care.
Brother, I mean it, brother. If I have been drinking of the Lord Jesus Christ, I don't care. I frankly don't care, brother, if you run off with it. Because I have been drinking the Lord, and I just don't.
So, brother, when you start murmuring in the church, just go get something and preach it.
It really is, brother. You get dissatisfied in the church, and you'll for sure find something wrong.
And as long as you've been drinking, you don't care.
Everybody in this church to pray.
What did the Lord tell him to do?
Butter it from their day. The Lord told Moses to take it free and throw it in the river, throw it in the water, and the water became free. Brother, the tree once began, let the water begin to flow, and there is a flowing of the water by their eating.
When you eat, brother, you just eat, and there will begin to be a glow gun. Heat the tree, and out of it will come life.
Well, you know,
secondly, they came to, oh, by the way, brother, this is so beautiful, so interesting. After they drank water, they came to,
Aram with 12 friends
and 70 palm trees. All of a sudden, they had rich bounty. They didn't have a little water, they had 12 springs. Brother, 12 springs are complete. You know, in the book of Revelation, in the last chapter, you see the water flowing. And how many fruit come off the tree that grows in the water? Well, one for every month of the year. There's completeness here. They had all the water they needed. And then they had the shade to rest and love it. That's what the Lord does when we drink them. Okay, then secondly,
would you better?
They came, after much traveling, they came to a rock. And that rock, the Lord told Moses to do what with a rock?
This is very important. Dry it one hand. Just one. And out of it would flow water.
Brother, did you know when the water really began to flow in reality?
When Jesus Christ was struck on the cross and the water poured out.
This is when out of sheer endless being came the water that he put in you when ye believe, brother, and out of you it came.
The rock was struck and out of it came the water.
What is living water? Living water is Christ for a line.
I don't know how to explain it, except the best way I could, if you could hold it in your hand like that, brother, it would prepare and bubble and bubble and bubble and spew and bubble. It's alive. It's active. It's energized. It spews. It bubbles. You can't hold it. It's got to flow, even when you've got it like that. It's water that's living.
Brother, the Lord is very consistent. They came back
again to that rock and they needed water. And what did Moses tell? For did God tell Moses to do?
According to the New Testament, according to the Old Testament, the Sarah, according to your translation, it says command. But according to the New Testament, it there feet.
I know the tip's ridiculous. This is just so simple, it's ridiculous. You just try it and find out.
Brother, when you don't have any water, do you strike the rock again?
Moses did not get into the promised land because he
grew again the Lord Jesus Christ. He tried to bring forth the water of life by striking it again. And you cannot do.
Who would take away something of the finished sovereign work of God done? And Moses didn't make it. Brother, have you got the faith to speak?
He say, anybody got the face to see?
Did you find it's hard to become a Christian?
I think probably there's some of you in here that found it hard to believe, right?
Have you ever realized, brother, how hard it is for Christians to see?
I have listened to Christians all my life talk about other Christians who make noise. But I have been watching those who don't make noise and those who do make noise, and I have rather be with the brothers and sisters who make a little noise than those who don't make noise. Because, frankly, there's something a little different about that. Brother, do you want to know how to make the water flow? Speak.
Just speak. Open your mouth, brother, and speak to the rock.
Speak to the rock. Oh, I know. You're going to have to learn how not to be religious about it. Oh, Lord, I really have some needs today. I'm very, very thirsty, and I want to take you with living water. Brother, that rock will just sit there and not even look at you. No, brother, it's not that way. It's to speak to the rock. That rock, it cried. And you don't talk to the Lord, like I said. You come to him, Lord. Law. Well, I don't want to touch it yet, but anyway, you speak to the rock, and the water flows out. Well, this is all I'm going to say. There was one other time, of course, we see that first of all, there's the tree thrown in the water, and the water flows out sweetly. Then there is the time when the rock is properly struck and the water flows. The third time that water came, brothers, it is by speaking to the law. You just speak to it, and the water flows out.
Sister Cindy, I just dare you to do by faith what you did the day you trusted the Lord. That was crazy for you to believe it was too fickle.
Sister, I double dog dare you. Have you ever heard that term? I bet you folks out here have ever heard that.
Have you ever heard that? You're all right, brother. All right, I just dare you to speak to the Lord, sister. To really speak outwardly, in praise and adoration.
I dare you to speak to the Lord. I believe if we do, out of your inmost being
will flow a river of the living water. He can speak and he can draw.
Okay. All right. All right. Now to the New Testament, brothers, we came. And we have already seen that Jesus comes and he brings himself to you and to me as meat to eat. First in Genesis, he is the letter coming out of the tree. In Exodus and Numbers, he is the water that comes out of the tree, made sweet by the tree, no longer stagnant, but living and pouring. Then he is the water that flows out of the rock, and all you do is speak to it. Now, brother, you come to the New Testament, and you come to reality. Jesus Christ is living water. And he presented in chapter 6, he presented himself as bread. And in chapter 7, he presents himself as water. Brother, have you been noticing anything yet about the Lord Jesus Christ and how he presents himself? It is most amazing how the Lord presents himself to us. He presents himself in, well, how does he present himself in John 1? Lamb. How does he present himself in John 2? He presents himself as a place to live in. And in John 3, how does he present himself? He presents himself, brothers, be careful. Be careful. Two things. One, he is presented by John as a groom at a wedding. And he presents himself as breath and wind and air and spit. Read it. As a lamb, as a house, as a groom, as breath to breathe. Then in chapter 6, he presents himself as bread to eat. And chapter 7, he presents himself as water to drink. And in chapter 14, he presents himself as a vine for you to abide in. Brothers, I believe he's trying to tell us something. That Jesus Christ was meant for you to take, to live in, to breathe, to eat, to drink, and to enjoy for it.
Because what have he done? That all you'll ever do.
I think with somebody is amen. Amen.
Brother Bob, I believe that somebody had told most of us that we had to spend eternity praising the Lord with all that curled up our souls and died.
That is horrible, horrible thought. You mean I'm going to go stand around saying, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lamb. Brother, that's right. But I'll tell you, there are times right here in these meetings with the brothers and sisters, I don't want to go home. I just want to camp. And I would, if my strength would hold up and I wouldn't go to sleep, I would sit here with you and just praise the Lord Jesus Christ with my mouth all night long. Amen. All right, brothers, it begins in Genesis. Jesus Christ presents himself
to you as water to drink. And brothers, there is a flowing river all the way through the Old Testament into the New Testament. Dr. Suzanne, I don't care where you go, forever and ever, in your inmost being, sister, there is a well of water and a river and rivers that are flooding if you will simply drink this way.
What a
Coca-Cola hadn't heard nothing yet.
Do you know what the name of this drink is if we could bomb it?
You know what we would call it, brother?
Oh, I do. I know the name, I guess it, brother.
I know what I would give it as a name.
Great boy, definitely. Everybody would turn to Revelation. Brother John Brown, I have something to tell you, brother. Hello, Brother David. Praise the Lord, Brother. Brother John Brown,
there is no future for a Christian
in the church. Lazar, in the church, we have a foretaste of everything.
As far as that goes, that's what the church is. It is an absolute foreface of everything. For us,
there is no future. Sister, you and I go to heaven. When we die, you'll go to heaven. Why you wait so long? Sister,
Amen. I mean it. Sister, according to Ephesians, right now you can be seated with the Lord in the heavens. Why you were awake for long, sister? There is no reason to wait for long. Sister, you can taste the heavenly right now. There is nothing that there is in the universe that is of God that God has ever at any time held back from his children. Brother, I'll tell you what kind of drink I would call.
Fill with me a pure river of water, water of wine, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God
and out of the Lamb.
The water comes from the valley, and it spill water unredempted.
Is that cool? There could no better, fella. No better.
Carter, where's the water somewhere? Right out of the land of God. Amen, brother.
Look, comes out of the Lamb of God, out of where?
Russell. Brother, I know what I would call it.
I would call it the throne room.
Would you have asked brothers and sisters where the throne is? I'll tell you where it is. You already know it. Far above all. That is above everything there is in the universe. And the water that you drink is coming out of the throne of God preceding through the Lamb. And when you take the Lamb, you get the water. And when you get the water, you get the throne. And it comes down into the city and it travel through the city in a great, magnificent circle. And anywhere you come into the city through 12 gates, brother, you're at the water and you're at the tree and you can eat and you can drink.
Well, then we're going to be like this, brother. You're going to be walking up and down the street of a city owner.
Sister Sandy, how you doing? I haven't seen you in 4,000 or 5,000 years. I'm good, darn. Praise the Lord. How are you? Sister Sandy, tell me about things. Wait a minute. I got to get something to drink.
Oh, glory, hallelujah. Praise the Lamb. Sister Sandy, birthday. Brother Bob, praise the Lord. It's so good to see you again. Excuse me, Mr. Tucker.
I'm going to eat for the priest.
Oh, hallelujah, how rich.
My favorite.
Oh, here. I'm going to go up to the throne, and we're going to sing a new song. Brother Bob wrote it. It got 5 million Sandy.
And Mr. Sandy is going to thank. You know, he never could write a long song. Brother, sister, have you ever drank from this water? Have you ever drunk in this grass? Have you ever eaten from this tree? What has it done for you that has been a well of water springing up to eternal life, right? For that stream is a flowing river, and it is in your inmost being pouring out, brother Green, sister Green. Take the Lord, he is food for eating, and he is drink for drinking. He is the only will food.